St. Columba's, and this is the fourth Sunday of Advent for our Christingle service. All of you are very welcome, and we do welcome visitors in particular, and thank you for being with us. We turn firstly to our service sheet for the opening prayer and greeting. Light of the world, shine in this place as we gather today, so that we may take your light into all the world, reflecting your glory and sharing your love.
Amen.
Christ has brought us out of darkness. Christ has brought us from death to life, to live in his glorious hope. Hymn number 132, Lo, he comes with clouds descending.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to our Christingle service, in which we celebrate Jesus, the light of the world, and the new life and hope he brings. Today we have an opportunity during our Christingle service to celebrate Jesus, the light, coming into a world of darkness, and to share that light and hope with others. I'm going to invite the Albury's to come forward to light the fourth of our Advent candles on our Advent wreath.
Today we see that the first three candles of Advent wreath are lit, the candles of hope, peace and joy.
Now we light the fourth candle of Advent. This is the candle of love. Advent is a time for kindness, thinking of others, and sharing with others. It is a time to love as God loved us. God is love. Let us be love also.
From the Gospel of John we hear, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Teach us to love, O Lord. May we always remember to put you first as we follow Christ's footsteps, that we may know your love and show it in our lives. As we prepare for our celebration of Jesus' birth, also fill our hearts with love for the world, that all may know your love and the one whom you have sent, your Son, our Saviour. Amen. Jesus, light of the world,
shine in this place.
Jesus, hope of the world,
live in our hearts.
Jesus, light of the world,
shine in our
hearts. Jesus, hope of the world.
Bring hope to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Together we say, sorry. Father God, we are sorry for the things we say and do which make you sad, and for not thinking of others before ourselves. We are sorry for times when we've seen people in need and ignored them and walked on by. Please forgive us and help us to love you and other people, so we may share your light with others and bring hope to the world. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Savior, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In case you all think I made this, first to say, I have to be honest, in church, it was made for me. Last week I dropped a hint in church that somebody might make me one, and Caroline came to the rescue. And those of you who have Christingles in your hands or in your pews, we're just going to look at this for just a moment, because how we take comfort from symbols. And symbols are a reminder to us, and they encourage us to do certain things. And the Christingle is a symbol. What does the orange represent? Starter for 10. What does the orange represent? The world, yes. Who made it? God, yes. And who made us? Excellent. We're a bit slow this morning. Perhaps you are reserving your energy for a certain sporting event this afternoon, or even for the carol service tonight. But when we say the creed, what are the opening words of the creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And that's all of us. And if we were to go to the end of the first chapter in Genesis, at the end of creation, God said, all was very good. And it was very good. And so the orange represents the world that God made. And for that, we give thanks. Now, questions now get a little bit harder. more challenging, but not impossible.